following program is brought to you by your friends at Podcast One.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
That's awesome. Awesome.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
That's
awesome.
Really awesome.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Oh, awesome.
That's awesome.
With Stephen Bradford.
Stevie B. Oh, yeah. Pucker up, baby. I'm coming.
Shut up, you. What are you doing, dude?
Hey, buddy.
What's happening, man?
Gosh, you look good on a video screen.
Well, I'm not sure. It's funny because when we did, we posted one of these videos and one lady was like, oh, Bradford, you look amazing. The lighting. And then for Steve, not so much. I said, thank you so much.
Well, here's the thing. You're in a television studio. You are in a building that's job it is to make people look good on screen. And yet, some reason, I just have a lot of natural light in my home, which
works
great. Well for me.
Yeah.
I've changed locations. I usually record in our bedroom, but my daughter
– noticed.
But my daughter, we took a desk out of her room because it just didn't fit, and she got so sad because she likes to color properly at a desk.
Yes.
Which I really appreciate.
Which you should.
Right. So we moved the desk back into her room, and so now that's where I'm doing
this. and you have a fireball.
Yeah.
Above your head. I'm very nervous for you right now. Yeah. What is that?
Yeah, so for people listening on our Facebook page, we sometimes post videos of our of selected portions of our podcast. We will put this portion up because there's a fireball over my head. It is a fuzzy chandelier. It looks kind of like a mop. Pottery Barn Kids.
That's right. It actually, if you turn the light off,
it looks just like a mop.
It looks like Faison's hair. Can you go do it for me real quick? Can you? Oh, Faison! You bastard! You're back!
Was that everything you dreamed it would be?
He's alive!
He's alive! Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
I know.
How are you, man?
I'm doing great, dude.
Yeah?
Life's good, man. Yeah.
All right.
Can't complain.
I love to hear it. You know, we did a little fun thing last week.
We did.
I mean, we do fun things all the time. But this past Thursday, we had a private, our VIP dinner and podcast recording in Los Angeles. We had a little over 30 friends join us, and we set up our podcast equipment, and we took live questions, and we had a mic for our guests. So we took live questions, and we recorded it. And we weren't sure how it would come out. We weren't sure if the clanking of the dishes, the rustling of the restaurant would make the sound quality terrible. But it came out pretty good. It came out pretty good.
I was surprised. Whenever you give an open mic to people who have been drinking, you're
dude. You do that to me every week.
I know, that's the problem.
that's the name of our podcast, Open Mic with Drinking Guy.
Open Mic. I'm sorry, he should be at an AA meeting, but he's here. It's okay. But you know, we had no idea how this whole thing was going to turn out. You know what the turnout would be.
Well, we knew we'd have fun regardless. We weren't sure if we'd have something that we could share.
Exactly. Yeah. Which I think that was a success. And we sure did have a lot of fun at the dinner too.
Well, and you know, a lot of people that listen probably have not been to anything live with us, right? You know,
right.
When we go to a comedy club, we're not doing what we did at this restaurant. We're doing a show.
Correct.
You know, we're doing music, we're doing comedy, and then you know we do a little bit of a Q&A. But this was all just Q&A, but in a very intimate room with a bunch of people, some people that we hadn't met, but a bunch of people that we knew pretty well, people that had come to a lot of things, and so they know how to have a good time, and so it was just it was like a family reunion of sorts, and we recorded it for you.
It is. It's always fun because you know, a lot of questions generate some good actually bits for the road.
Oh gosh, yeah.
So we get to work on that, and then you drink a lot of wine.
Well, I mean,
and then we basically jump cut to you eating chicken from tongs.
That happened. Gosh, you know what? Here's the thing.
You were running around. I don't know what happened, dude. Because I know you weren't really that, like, drunk.
No, I wasn't.
Right? But it was funny because you probably were feeling pretty good. And then you picked up the tongs, and then you got the last chicken breast. And then you were, like, crouched over like Gollum eating this chicken thing. I'm like, dude, what are you doing eating from tongs? I mean, there is a thing called a fork.
Yeah, I couldn't find one.
Couldn't find it. So it was amazing. And I'm telling stories, and then I got this freaking monkey next to me eating freaking chicken breast from tongs. And people are like, what has happened? I thought we were here for a podcast. And we're watching the freaking jackal eat chicken. What the heck, man?
Oh, and it was tasty. It was salty. I just needed something salty. And it was salty. It came at the right time. It was amazing.
How big was your head the next day?
Oh, it was a good size. It was a good size. comparable to you right now.
That's impossible. There's only one animal that can match my head, and that's a bison.
So
it's a sunburned bison.
A sunburned bison. A basking bison. There you go.
Basking tan bison.
Well, thank you, everybody, for coming out. And
yeah, we had so much fun, man.
We're going to play this for you, and we hope you enjoy it.
So here we are. We are in a room, and normally we're in a room with, like, either ourselves or one other person. Right now, we are in a room with 32 other people.
Yes, we are. There they are. Ouch!
Because this is our very first live edition.
Is it live?
That's awesome!
Yeah!
We are at an undisclosed location in Glendale, California.
And they're starting to serve the food.
We're eating like it's July.
Totally. Totally.
But it's good. That's the great thing about California. Everything is always fresh and available.
That's right. Like you.
Like me. I am always fresh and always available.
Not unlike Sonny.
Wait a second. I just found out Sonny impregnated another person.
Okay. Hold on. Stop. Don't say a word right now. No, we're not talking to you yet. Listen. This is amazing because GH is awesome with social issues, right? We had AIDS. They did a great story. Monica's breast cancer, Alzheimer's, and now apparently we are doing a story from the Old Testament. Carly is pregnant, and Sonny is playing Abraham. Because Abraham was 100 when he had Isaac. And this is getting ridiculous. Yeah. Have we not had enough?
Yeah.
With Sonny having a kid.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is, he's probably going to give it to me to raise. And what I'll do is I will kidnap Sonny. I will drug him. And I will give him a vasectomy myself.
The old-fashioned way?
Does anyone want to help? No. Rodney? No. No, not Rodney. No, seriously. I'm going to need help. I'm going to need tweezers and a microscope. It's going to be a very quick surgery.
Some sewing scissors.
But it'll be fine.
And she didn't lose that baby rolling.
Is this how we're taking questions?
Well, that's just a good old-fashioned comment.
Yeah. She didn't lose it rolling down the river bank. The cement roll bank.
Twice.
It's amazing. Oh, my gosh.
Is this baby actually going to happen? Or is it just to...
Wait a minute. Are we really talking about story here? We've never done
this
before.
Here's the thing. We should
because it's about General Hospital. We probably should talk about it.
She what?
She has been confirmed as pregnant.
Confirmed as pregnant. She's just not saying it to get like more money out of Sonny or something. Carly doesn't do that. They're married, right? Like no. Right.
What show are you watching?
I don't know. Here's the fun thing. When I haven't watched the show in a long time, which is pretty regularly. sometimes I like to read the recaps just to get up to date, especially when we're about to do something like this, because I want to, you know, as you guys know, I'm not there that often.
Here comes the violin.
Oh, God. Feel bad
sir,
for me.
Sir, we're not booing you.
Feel bad for me.
Thank you. We're not booing him. Thank you.
So I like to read the recaps, and so I read the last few days, and another kid's dying.
No!
Right? I mean,
this just you have no control.
So I saw
Oscar
that.
Is a dead man walking.
Dead man walking.
The thing with Oscar, obviously we don't want him to die, but the story's taking so long, so either die or don't.
Make a choice. I mean? Make a choice and go with it.
It's like we love to stretch. We love to stretch stories out on General Hospital for a long time, just like this whole Dawn of Day, whatever, with Shiloh. You know, I'm a poet.
And you don't even know it.
Well, I am a poet.
Ready? You are?
Yeah, I have a little poem for you.
Is it a limerick or a poem?
Whatever, whichever one.
Well, I like limericks because they're dirty.
Okay, of course you do.
There once was a man from Nantucket.
Oh, gosh, don't even start that. Dawn of Day needs to go away.
Yeah. Oh.
Thank you. That's my poem. That's it. That's all I need to say about Dawn of Day.
It's so beautiful. And Robert Louis
Thank
Burton.
You. Robert Louis
Stevens. No. Who wrote the Path Diverged in the Wood? Robert Louis Stevenson wrote Treasure Island. Frost. Thanks.
Thanks. You're the educated one of us. That's awesome.
Yeah, that worked
Amazing.
Out really well.
That's awesome.
You know what's funny? We did a we were on somebody else's podcast recently, and he thought since we were on General Hospital, we would do well at a medical quiz, which is a joke because. As you guys know, we don't talk, he and I at least, don't do anything with medicine on the show, never have, except create medical problems for other people.
Yes.
You, not me.
I've created many medical problems for people.
Right, right.
Terminal ones.
Terminal, yes. Yeah, yes. Yeah. So he gave us this medical quiz, and I thought it would be like a jokey kind of quiz.
Right.
It turned out to be, you know,
quiz.
How many bones are in the human body, and how many, and like stuff that... I was a theater major. I didn't study that. I studied like biology sophomore year in high school, which was in the 90s. Like, I don't remember that
stuff. I'm not a big fan of profiling people, but if people were to look at us, they would assume that you probably were smarter than me. And I'm okay with that.
I was smarter, but you had more fun?
No. Well, yeah, a lot more. And more dates.
More dates.
Oh, no.
But see, here's the thing.
Bradford's free after the show tonight. Don't worry.
No, here's the guys like me have to work harder than guys like you, so we make more profound connections.
Correct.
Less sex, but more profound connections.
So when we did the quiz with Zane, everybody probably assumed when we started that Bradford was going to win.
You did. You assumed that.
No. Listeners everywhere.
Oh, okay.
In America.
Listeners everywhere.
And worldwide would assume that you would beat me at a quiz.
Right.
And the unfortunate thing for you is you did not.
I did not. I thought some
not
of them,
even close.
Not even close. I thought some of them were going to be trick questions.
Zero.
I thought
zero
some,
answers.
Zero. Yeah, I know.
Yes, correct. Zero
well, there,
answers.
Well, it was between there was an
Oh, I got everyone right.
There was a third person.
Close.
Thank
was
you, Carol.
Close to everyone. Yeah.
There was a third person, and I got really gun-shy because I didn't want to have a stupid answer because I know that people think I'm smarter than him, and I didn't want to mess
that
up.
Oh, I just yelled things out, and I was right.
Yeah, you yelled things out.
So anyway, that's
so,
that.
Even I was so gun-shy that even when there were multiple choice questions and the other two people had taken away two of the wrong answers, I was still hesitant to answer.
So why don't we try this this question thing? This
is amazing. Tell us your get right up to the mic. Tell us your name.
My name is Suki Stone.
Hi, Suki Stone.
Suki.
Okay.
It means beloved in Japanese.
I like it.
All right, I like that.
And my question is, I wanted to know what's the chemistry that happens that makes it not just believable on the show, but it's like you're not really playing a part. It's like you really are those characters. So I've been watching for 55 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Since
thank
the
so
very
much.
Beginning.
So wow.
Yeah. That's good. 55 years. Thank you.
And I'm fascinated by the relationship the two of you. It's almost like, seriously, it's almost like you don't need scripts. You just have that connection. Sure. Does it come from a spiritual kind of sense of meeting one another, or is it working together in the way that you have? And I'm sort of asking the same with you and Maurice, because that happened before Brad actually came on. But immediately there was a connection there, and I kind of wanted to know where it came from, because it's very solid.
Thank you, Suki. Thank you so much for the question. When I first laid eyes on Steve, I knew that we were... I know, Rodney.
Rodney knew, too. Girl. Give me some snaps over there.
Soulmate. Was the word that came to mind. No, actually, when I met Steve, I was terrified of him just because he was big. And so when, like, in New York, actors don't look like Steve because those actors go to L.A.
Don't even know what that means, but okay.
So when I came to L.A., I didn't know what actors that looked like that were like. So I just didn't know. I had no idea what soap people, like TV actors, would be like. So I was incredibly intimidated, but he was so gracious, and I knew that I had a great part, that my job was to annoy people, and I could tell that he liked to be annoyed.
That was not acting.
And
at all.
Well, because also, but the thing is, some actors that look like him don't want to ever look like, don't want to ever be laughed at. And that is something that he's totally okay with.
Yes, I am. And I think that's probably one of the great things with our characters, that they were so diverse in. I was, you know, the silent guy, and he was the wacky guy. So in any comedy routine, you need those two people to play off each other. And I think the silence really was the great part of letting him do what he does. And we just kind of found a routine that worked. A lot of the stuff was improv. A lot of stuff that they would write, we would just kind of go with things. And he was a theater actor, so he could just go with things, and I could go with things. And it was just and then we became friends. At first, we weren't really friends. I'm like, who is this freaking guy? You know, well, what is this guy flailing around with the hat on? Can you just say your lines and not be some weird dude?
And now he's married to your sister.
No, that.
What?
No, that's John. That's his actual brother-in-law that they do fitness together. I know John, the fitness guru, and I are kind of interchangeable.
Yes. Yes, John is actually his stunt double. He had to lose 40 pounds. And they aged him 40 years and put a beanie on him, and then he could be Spinelli. But anyway, we're great friends.
That's true.
We've you know, been able to have a great friendship off camera. And that always, to go to your next question with me and Maurice, you can't capture a true friendship better than on screen. And I think spending all this time that we do together translates immediately as soon as we get on camera. We're so comfortable with each other. There's already a history, as opposed to having to make it up with somebody. And the same thing with Maurice. Maurice took me under his wing. We pretty much lived together. I lived with his family for a couple years, and we just became really close. And I think that work off camera shows on camera.
So I agree.
Is there a way that we can get him to appear more often?
We're trying. I try all the time, and he's coming up to the. He's doing some stuff on the Nurse's Ball coming up. He's got some days coming up, so we're gonna keep.
See, having an ally, it's always good to have friends and allies. But having Steve Burton as your ally, because he's pretty insistent, and as quiet as he is on, as quiet as he is on screen, yeah, or was before he came back to life. Now he talks all the freaking time on the show. But. As much of the strong silent type as he is on the show, in real life he talks a lot.
Yeah.
It's amazing. He talks a lot. And it's amazing to have Steve Burton as your friend. And it's amazing to have him as your ally too. And so I count myself very lucky for that.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
Another question.
Sure.
Seems kind of shallow after Suki, so thanks. But you guys got us really excited about Port Chuck returning, and then you erased the tapes. And are there any plans to bring Port Chuck back so we can all see it? Because it's the greatest rock concert ever.
Yes.
All right. Well, so that's
a long story short. A long story shorter. So the grand plan with Port Chuck was, does everybody know what Port Chuck is or was?
Yes.
Okay, great. So we had a band. We had a man band.
I need a drink for this one.
Yep. Right straight from the bottle. We had a man band, and we had an amazing time.
That makes it sound like we're Thunder Down Under or something.
Yeah, we were Thunder. Well, one of us was. The other one's like, why is that dad on stage?
No, I think he's talking about Scott.
I was talking about you. If it was Scott, I'd be like, why is Grandpa up here? No, that's a joke. We're here. This is a joke. These are all jokes.
These are the jokes, folks.
These are the jokes, folks. So... Anyway, listen, what we wanted to do is something different. We wanted to make it more of a kind of a party atmosphere and have a lot of fun. We wanted to make it fun and make it a party. So I was going to attempt DJing since I did back in the day. I bought a DJ deck to practice.
He bought speakers, too. They're under the table.
And those speakers are under the table. They're under the table.
So that we're making good use out of your purchases. Thank you.
I guess so, yeah.
This is the party you've always been planning.
So I said, so here's what we're going to do. We had all the tracks that we've ever recorded for our CDs that we did. We had 25 tracks plus, and I go, great. So what we're going to do is we're going to take these tracks, and I'll put them, you know, on the DJ deck, and we'll do a nice mix of, you know, 90 minutes, maybe some new ones, but mainly the ones that we did. And I said, hey, Scott, why don't you go get those tracks and send them to me so we can, you know, so I can start working on this. So like, oh, this is a great idea and whatever. Scott flew out and we did this cool video that Bradford and I shot and put together. And then Scott goes home and he says, oh, man, I got to get – because I kept asking him. It was like 3 months. I go, do you get the tracks? Do you get the tracks? Do you get the tracks? Every day. Texting. You get the tracks? Quit milking the cow. Get the freaking tracks. Quit building
the
barn.
Quit making Instagram videos of your freaking farm.
Yeah. Quit building an outhouse for your cat. Just get me the tracks. So he stored this computer in a shed.
That's what they recommend, I think.
Somewhere, yeah, that's what you do. You know, with the big, nice Apple desktop, you just put it in a shed somewhere with no climate control. So he's like, oh, I don't know, it's not downloading. I go, well, it's been in a shed for 5 years in the heat and cold.
Right.
So I said, you got to take it to computer guy, just take it in. And he's like, all the files were corrupted. And I said, so pretty much this whole thing's your fault. I didn't say that, but I did send him a meme or two.
You send memes? You've never ever sent me a meme.
Yeah.
Or a GIF? Is it a GIF or a GIF?
A Giphy Jiffy.
A Giphy Jiffy? A Jiffy Giphy?
But
does anybody know the definitive answer to that? It's a GIF? Really?
I think it's a GIF. No, it's a GIF.
I love it.
It's a GIF. It is a GIF. So... So is peanut butter. So anyway, that's kind of how that all went south. And as of now, that's not coming back because Bradford and I are on the road a lot this year. And, you know, that's kind of what we're doing. But we had a lot of fun, and thanks for the enthusiasm.
We'll try to add more music to our show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, see, okay, here's
that's
the thing.
They want to see a 48-year-old white guy rapping.
They actually do want to see that, I think. It's like seeing Bigfoot.
It's like seeing a Yeti for real. What is going on there? I know.
Thank you. People were
very surprised when we started Port Chuck. It was actually, we walked in the hotel today, and it smelled. I'm like, man, this reminds me of Port Chuck, because we had been in so many hotels that really smelled bad. It smelled like a homeless person was living in the hallway. Yeah, it wasn't great. Yeah, it was. We had a lot of fun. Go ahead. Sorry. Hi.
Okay, it's kind of a funny, silly question.
We'll be the judge of that. Thank you very much.
How long does it take to get the Jason Steve hair?
I love you. Thank
he
you
just
so
wakes
much.
Up like this. I woke up like this.
Not long. if you can imagine. I find the nearest outlet, and I stick my finger right in there, and I'm ready to go to work. So, you know,
well,
this
do you
year,
blow dry it?
I do not. Okay, those are too many questions. I do not blow dry my hair. I have not blown dried my hair since 92. When I used to have a lot of hair, but no, it's just...
It just takes three-quarters of a can of Aquanet every time.
It's super simple. Yeah, I do take a can of Aquanet, though. It's very hard. I will cut you with this. I will cut you with my hair. I don't, you know, no, I don't spend a lot of time on it, honestly. People are very jealous.
What were you hoping he'd say?
She was hoping that I had a whole routine, like a blow... First I shampoo, and then I condition, and then I blow dry straight up.
Have
and
you ever?
I was kind of hoping on that, but you guys talk about his hair so much.
I know it's beautiful.
So
I know.
Had to ask.
I know it's beautiful. It's true. I know. Thank you. I appreciate
thank you so much for your question.
Thank you. My hair will win an Emmy this year. I will not, but my hair will.
Have you ever tried dry shampoo, Steve? That's something
that's
new to me.
I think that's an excuse for lazy people.
Thank
well,
you.
I think the dry shampoo is an excuse. I think it's disgusting. I think that you just should get in the freaking shower and wash your hair. And don't spray freaking powder in your hair that makes you look like you have dandruff. Thank you.
Well, no, it's see
that's
what it
my
does.
Opinion. Well, thank you. I have three guys
wow,
clapping.
That gets applause.
And I just alienated all the ladies. So what? Thank you so much.
Can I say something? So when I'm at home in Northern California.
When you're home.
In Northern
Sacramento.
California, I am basically a stay-at-home dad. Right?
Sure.
And so, and when, what I realized when you're at home with kids and the morning routine becomes about them, unless you wake up before them, which is crazy when the only time you have with your wife or partner is after they go to bed okay. And then you stay up probably too late. So you need to sleep in.
Do not tell me right now that you're going to say that you use that stuff.
Taking a shower every morning.
This is not happening.
Taking a shower every morning is not always feasible, and then you get into the rest of your day, and then you think, and then it just gets to be 3 o'clock, and then then they come home from school, and then you got to make dinner, and then take them to dance class. You just don't have time. So sometimes, for people that have oilier scalps like myself, a little dry shampoo. Works pretty darn well. I'm just saying. So it's not about being lazy. It's about...
Oh, this is exactly how we got dates in school. Oh, I use dry shampoo.
So I'm
just saying.
Do
you really use it, honestly?
I have in the past, yes. Yes.
This is not a part of an act.
Well, the other thing is sometimes...
This is not a part of an act.
Sometimes I just put on a hat, but sometimes dry shampoo...
Yeah,
when I'm
just put the hat on.
Okay. All right. Next time I just will.
Okay.
Thank All right, you. We have a question from...
Hi, my name is Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
I've been watching since I was 7 years old.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, thank you for sticking with us. And thank you for sticking with him. I'm not really on the show.
Oh. Here we go. Cue the violin, the symphony.
So my question is for
yes.
both of you.
Sweet.
So which personality characteristic of your character... do you most identify with personally? What do you share? And what personality characteristic of your character do you wish you were like, but you're not?
Okay, that's a great question. Wow. Steve does not murder people.
I would love to. But I have a list.
Yet.
And
Yet.
Shiloh's on that.
Hey.
Oh, I'm sorry, Shiloh. Yay, Shiloh's going to win the vacation sweepstakes to Croton. come on down, Shiloh. You just won a vacation, and you're not coming back. Go ahead, Bradford, answer
Well, you know what? It's funny. As crazy as Spinelli is, he is also pretty earnest. Do you know, in terms of when he wants to speak his truth, he's pretty earnest. And... In my regular, normal life, when I'm at home, I'm pretty earnest, too. I'm not an off-the-wall kind of person, normally, except when I'm around Steve. so I would say that's how I am like him. He has a better vocabulary than I do, and I wish I had his vocabulary. And I've learned some more vocabulary by playing him, so that's been useful. So that's what I would say. Stevie?
You know, that's a tough question because I really don't have a personality on TV. So
so that would be the difference. She did ask what the difference
was. Here's the similarity. I've worked on it, but I can have a lot of anger like Jason had. That was our common thread in the beginning. It was very easy for me to get angry. Not so much now. But I wish he could have a little more fun. But like Bradford said, when the new Jason, like the after Russia Jason, there's something different. It's menopause. It's something's wrong because it's not the same Jason, and I'm not sure why.
It's not something that you consciously did.
Well, I think so.
Oh, for real?
Well, not knowing.
Oh, really? This is fascinating. This is all new to me.
Well, I just
feel hold on. Let me get my drink.
Let me get your bottle. This Jason is a little more probably too emotional. And two, kind of, I don't know, at ease with things that, when I came back to the show, I literally had to watch YouTube to see what I did before because I'm so much not like my character. And then when I was on Y&R, I was more kind of like myself. And so it was kind of hard to just go back to doing less, way less. And, you know, it's just weird. It's a new Jason. It's just I probably should just be a better actor, honestly. I probably should have just done more research and stared at people more. So I don't know, man. It's just like it's interesting for me.
So do you feel like you've done yourself a disservice? And
yeah.
Oh wow.
Pretty much. I know people like it. Be more. Cry for Carly. Yeah. You and Carly are BFFs. Keep crying. Yes. It's so funny because we get a lot of fan encounters. And when Carly was in Ferncliff, it was actually this lady came up. She goes, Steve. I said, yeah. She goes, I think.
She called you Steven, not Jason?
It's never happened before except for that time.
Jason!
I was actually, why are you calling me Steve? So she goes, I love how you and Carly, your friendship is so great. I said, thank you. She goes, when you guys put your hands on the glass and you were touching hands and you were both crying, and she was with a friend, and you were both crying, and it's just so beautiful how you and Carly are friends. And the other lady goes, I think you and Carly have a weird relationship. You know,
was that
Mo's, what does Sonny think about that? Yeah, I go, we're just waiting for Sonny to die. That's all, you know. So, okay, Sonny, thank you. Take a dirt nap so Carly and I can be together now. Thank you so much. I know people won't even know it's a joke. They'll be like, he doesn't like Sam anymore. How dare he?
Well, Sam's been spending time with Shiloh, right?
Shiloh,
and he won't put his shirt back on. So, are you?
Does he have his shirt off a lot?
Yeah. A lot.
He does?
A lot.
Yeah. What? And wait, just once. Rodney knows the exact number.
Have I
choked him yet?
No.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Someone's getting choked.
Sorry, Shiloh.
Well, he takes his shirt off. You never take yours off. So, I mean.
I had a love scene.
It was amazing. I love that.
How many months?
Oh, yeah. Sinead O'Connor song? It's been 7 years.
It was like Mount Vesuvius.
So finally, it was amazing. We had a love scene and then some grilled cheese.
You know you're 50
when. We might have grilled cheese first. Yeah. You know you're 100 when you eat a grilled cheese with Velveeta on it.
At least you
go have a love scene.
Did you have it after? Did you have grilled cheese after doing
before.
It?
Before. That's so not realistic.
Nobody does.
You
that.
Want it after. You want the sandwich afterwards, not before.
That's crazy town.
It is crazy.
Crazy town.
But it was fun.
Oh, I bet. Question from. Tell us your name.
My name's Diana.
Hi, Diana.
Hi, Dana.
I've been watching for 20 years or so.
Thank you so much. That's a good amount of time.
Is this work? Like, hold on.
I know
Diana,
it's cheap.
Diana,
I know it's cheap. It's like I've only been watching for 20 years when someone else has been watching for 55. Yeah. But that's still good work.
Yeah, 20 is good. That's
my
good.
My mom got me hooked on it. My question's for both of you guys, kind of separate though. Sure. What's your most like memorable scene or most like, you know, your favorite one that sticks out from all the years you guys have been on the show?
Mine is when I put him in a closet. No.
Put me in a closet.
No. Didn't I put you in a closet?
Yes, you did.
And that he was came like, out, finally.
I did. I did right away. Right away. I didn't hesitate. Came right out of the closet. Jumped
go ahead. What's your, honestly, what's
here
your...
I am. I think my...
Can you sing for us?
We'll see. Memorable scenes. My favorite storyline, the one that always comes to mind is the Metro Court, that first February, that first like sweeps that I was there, because that's when he and I became lovers and really just
not true. but
that was like when we
in the Vince, is that what you said? Yeah.
Yeah, when
we were in the
when Spinelli
together.
Realized for the first time that Jason depended on him, which gave Spinelli some self-worth, which he needed. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
Yeah, mine has nothing to do with you.
That's fine. That's fine.
So, you know, it's really hard. That's a great question. We get it a lot. But you tend to really remember the most emotional stories that you do, unfortunately, like kids dying.
Which happens all the time.
Which, you know, and for me, there's so many like flashes of great times on General Hospital. There's been some lows, and there's been a lot of peaks. So for me, first coming on the show to be with the Quartermains was amazing. It was awesome, and I remember one of the first stories was Monica's breast cancer story that I was able to kind of have an emotional story. The other one was changing characters from Jason Quartermain and Jason Morgan, which is great. But Robin going off to college, to Paris, was probably one of the best stories that I remember for me, because it was just kind of sometimes you correlate what's going on in your life also, because I had a lot of emotional stuff going on in my life, and I was very grateful that I could just get it out on TV, because we talk about this a lot, because, you know, guys don't get a chance to really express themselves a lot.
Depends what your how your life, what your
in life. I'm just saying in life.
Depends, yeah,
right?
Sure.
So, but for us as actors, I'm able to go to work and get stuff out, which is great.
Well,
it's like paid therapy. They're paying me. It's
totally
amazing. It's amazing. But for us, I think it's more emotional stuff. Gosh, I've had so many great times on the show. But it's probably the emotional stories that probably stick out the most.
So like say there's a when favorite. Spinelli got married and those kind of emotions, when you're just so proud of your friend and happy for your friend and happy to see him. And when you have a really beautiful...
Was I there?
I know, I didn't actually go...
Oh, I wore the pink tie.
You wore the pink tie,
yes.
And it was
That's
amazing.
How much I love him. I wore a pink tie. That's how much I love Spinelli. Who else would he wear a pink tie for?
That's true.
Nobody.
That's true. Thank you, baby. Well, here's the great thing.
The thank you was enough. The baby part was not necessary.
And I have to say, I feel like Spinelli was onto something, because with your complexion, pink really brings out your
the red.
Skin tone.
Yes. Yes, the red. Like if I wore her shirt,
pink brings out your rosacea.
Yes, I have redness.
Yes.
I am red.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So thank you, Diana.
Thank you, Diana, for your question.
Thank you.
All right. Tell us your name.
My name is Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. And I've been watching forever and ever. I remember when Monica didn't want Jason in her house.
Oh my gosh! What did you do?
I wasn't. There.
You wore the wrong sweater.
He was born.
I was born.
He was born.
Oh, were you the black sheep too?
I was.
Wow.
Susan Moore. Right?
Yes. Oh, yes. That's right. You're the bastard.
Monica's
right.
Monica's not my real mother.
Well,
which I'm very sad at. Go ahead.
So my question, you kind of touched on my question earlier. I hated when you went to Young and the Restless.
Sure.
My sister likes Young and the Restless, and I watch General Hospital.
So there's a sibling rivalry. You
yes.
and your sister
Ooh,
really.
Yes, I was in the middle. Yes. I can't wait to hear the story.
She hated you on Young and the Restless.
Amazing.
Wow, that's amazing. That was amazing.
It turns out, because I kept saying, oh my God, Jason's going to Young. I can't believe it. Yeah. And she doesn't like any GH actors going to Young. Because
in principle?
They don't belong. Yeah, don't belong.
Even
there.
I'll send her but she didn't watch General Hospital. She just if she knew they came from General Hospital, she just didn't like them, probably because of you, right?
I don't know. She just didn't like their storylines.
Oh, interesting.
But see, we have Phyllis from Young, so that works.
She's awesome. Crazy Nina's great.
So my question is about the transitioning from one character and then back again. I know you touched on it earlier.
It's just a colored T-shirt. It's not that deep. This guy wears a blue T-shirt. This guy wears a black T-shirt.
That's probably the funniest thing that you've ever said in your life. So, congratulations. Your career is now over.
All right. Podcast is done. We're wrapping it up. There we go. I got it.
Your career is now over again.
All right.
Go ahead.
That was all.
Like what? Right.
That was the truth.
No, but like that is an interesting question for a lot of reasons, because when you go, you've played one character for a long time.
Sure.
I imagine when you went to another show, you were working for someone that you admire and that you wanted to do well for.
Yes.
You probably thought to yourself, I need to do something. You wanted to do something. You wanted to be good. So what was that process like to just dig into a different character like that?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing was people were very upset that I left. And, you know, death threats are awesome, so thank you so much. Social media is the best.
Yeah.
So
any attention is good attention. It's all just love.
Yeah, sure. Sure it is. You know, we won't get into the details, but it was just, you know, it wasn't working at the time. And so I was moving to Tennessee, and I went to Tennessee. And, you know, Jill went to Y&R, and she asked if I wanted to work not a lot. And I said, sure. I worked 2 days a week. It was amazing. I flew in Tuesday morning. I flew home Wednesday night. I did all my shows in a day and a half, and I was able to be home with my family for 5 days and coach and do football and this, all the stuff I wanted to do. So they allowed me to do that, which was great. So that being said, they did, you know, they had an idea for a character, and they wrote the character, and I got to talk to them about the character and the history and the backstory. And for actors, and it's a huge blessing, but we never expect to have a job. We've never expected to have a job. I mean, 20 years I've had a job. The same character. It's crazy. No one ever expects that as an actor. It's kind of like, you know, being on the road and the vagabond of going to try new things and being up in Canada.
Well, I mean,
going,
if you're doing movies, you're playing a different character every time. If you're
and
doing
there's a
play,
beginning and an end, usually.
Totally,
and right now, there's no end.
Yeah. Well, we hope we hope not.
No, not again. I stay away from the docks now. I don't. I don't go to the docks by myself. Or unless Sam has her scuba gear. I don't, you know, handy. Thank God she saved me this last time, too. Yes. I don't know how that happened, but
did you fall? You fell in the water again?
Well, I got trapped. Not to get off your question, but we got trapped. The kids fell in a hole. So it was like Scooby-Doo. We were looking for the kids. We found the kids. And then if you remember, I jumped down there. And I kept walking on the only one board that banded, right? So they wanted to focus on this board really bad because that's all they could afford was one bendy board. So I kept stepping on the brain damage guy. Can you put a close-up of Jason stepping on this board? Like, we know there's danger coming. So I fall through this floor, and I end up in, I guess, the third basement. I don't know where I ended up. And I try to escape, and there's a thing, you know, whatever. And I pull this grate off, and I supposedly, like, swam in freezing temperatures all the way up this canal, this tunnel, the sewer hole. And I make it out to the harbor, and I don't know how I make it out, but I make it out, and then I, like, pass out. Right now, floating there. like Weekend at Bernie's. I'm just kind of, without the sunglasses, I'm just floating in the thing. And Sam just had, oh, there's Jason. I'm going to jump in. Did she run home and get scuba gear? What happened?
She just has that.
Oh, she called Spinelli.
Yeah. Of course she did.
She's like, Spinelli, where does this duct end up? Yes. Yeah. So
you're welcome.
I'm alive. No more going near docks for me. I'm very, very skittish now. That's the new Jason. He just like kind of creeps around the docks. Like. So he stays away. The old Jace would just be, land the shipment. Now I'm just kind of hiding. Sam, can you come down and help me, please? It's amazing. So
all right.
Anyway, I was able to try a new character. I had a lot of fun. It was a great story. Tell your sister I'm sorry that I won another Emmy, but it's
fine. Oh, snap. Oh. Oh, man, that was fun. So
don't act like we're there.
Well,
like no, we just
you know
had
what?
It.
Well, I have to explain something because that it ended slightly abruptly because.
Yes, it did.
Because the food had been served immediately when we started or was like about 2 minutes after we started recording, the food came out. And so, and yes, it was in chafing dishes. I don't know. I don't understand the term chafing dishes. I've never.
You were asking the wrong person.
What about it chafes? Does it?
It chafes on the way in. No, like when they put the dish in the thing.
Oh, there's a little friction there.
There's a little friction. There's a little chafing. You could get a little rash. It's weird. I'm not sure why they call it chafing dish. I'm sure you don't ever want to ask me that question again.
Probably not.
Because we'll go down the wrong road.
That's right. That's right. So
and we don't need to do that.
So the food was staying warm. It wasn't like it was getting cold per se. But I thought we would take a pause, serve the food. Everybody could. It was buffet style. People would go up, get the food, go sit back down, and then we would resume. What ended up happening is that we started having so much fun doing what we were doing once the food was served. We started talking. We went around table to table, and we just started having a good time. And then we never – it felt weird to then go back and sit down behind a table with a mic.
Yeah, we kind of lost momentum, and sometimes you just got to go with what's working.
Totally. And, you know, because although the podcast was fun, it's less intimate than standing up in front of them and going – you know, there was more of like a wall between – you know, so we broke the wall, and then we were in it, and we weren't going back.
That's right.
That's right. So – but it was still super fun, and – so I'm sorry we didn't get recordings of the later stuff because that was super fun too.
well, you got to leave some for the imagination, buddy.
That's right. That's right. So if you wanna see the full gamut of what happens at a Stone Cold and Jackal dinner or show, you just have to come see us on the road, I guess, right?
Speaking of the road,
oh, is that your segue?
That's my segue, dude. So April is going bananas.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S?
Bananas. April's. We did not do drugs today. People.
No.
I'm just
no.
telling you right now. We're just happy.
I'm on a fair amount of caffeine.
Me too. Me too. Man, it's the hardest thing, dude, because sometimes I'll go in the morning. Yeah. This is amazing, right? So sometimes where my wife doesn't prepare the coffee for me.
Oh, boy.
The night before.
Oh, I see. Sure.
Right, the night before.
Set the coffee to go off automatically or whatever?
Well, no, just set it up because we just got this new coffee maker and I'm a little slow when it comes to things. So
you don't say.
Better watch your mouth, boy. So I can do it. I want to – when it's time for bed, I want to go to bed.
Sure.
So anyway, and I knew I had to get gas in the morning. So – the gas station is literally in the shopping center where the donut shop is.
Ooh, I know you love donuts.
Okay, but listen, this is the difficult part.
Yeah.
So I pull in the gas station and I literally start filling up. I run over to the donut shop because they have a freaking minimum, by the way.
The donut shop does or the gas?
Yeah, I can't buy one cup of coffee because they have like a $4 minimum because if you
for
use
credit cards.
Card.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Yeah, so I said, okay, give me two cups of coffee. So there you go. Two large cups.
You always get two cups of coffee. Every time I go to a Starbucks with you, you get a cappuccino and then a coffee to replenish it as the – you have a system.
Correct. I have a system. So two large cups of coffee.
Yeah.
And then I get back in time before the gas – my car's done with gas.
You're so nimble.
So it's amazing. But the problem is I go in there and it smells like heaven.
Oh, yeah. Donut heaven.
donut. They're just making those donuts. They're coming off the freaking whatever they're coming
so
off.
This is not one of the LA donut shops, which.
No. This is old school donut shop.
Wow.
Like where you grew up going to these old school ones.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
And you walk in and you're just like, you're in heaven on earth. And I have never met a person who does not like a donut.
I would agree with you.
And if you do,
you're lying.
You should not be a person.
Right. You can't enjoy life if you don't like donuts.
You cannot. There's not one person who does not like a glazed donut. I'm just telling you right now. Mm. So I go in there and I'm like, man, maybe I should get the donuts for the crew, right? I'll get a couple dozen for the crew. I'll get the thing.
Right.
But I don't know if I could have them next to me.
And make it all the way to
an hour drive and make it
right
without eating them.
Oh, my gosh. The struggle is real, dude.
Struggle is real. Help me, brother. Help me. But anyway, that was a funny donut story. I don't know what we were talking about before then, but.
Well, I have a, I think we were talking about April, but I have a, before that, I have a tweet.
Yeah, we were talking about April. We're talking about bananas for somehow.
B-A-N-A-S. Yeah, dude, you start talking about healthy fruit when we end up in donuts. No, I have a mean, I have a mean tweet though.
It's a great segue.
Yeah, it's just kind of fun. It's in response to, so I do have a question for you.
Oh, you do? Is this a real question?
Well, this is pertains to the tweet. Okay. Now, and we also talked a little bit about it on Thursday, is that you and, because I was making fun of you for not taking your shirt off, and you're like, oh, but I did. And,
sure.
And so, but I didn't know that you guys did it in a hospital. No?
No, who?
Okay. All right, I might have to edit this out.
Why? You don't have to edit nothing out.
Okay, so I thought, okay, someone
you thought me and Sam did it in the hospital.
Well, because Frank tweeted Jason and Jason Spinelli. That's a little Freudian slip.
That's weird. Jason and Spinelli steal a moment.
That's what it was. That's what it was. That was the tweet.
Jason and Spinelli steal another moment. This is getting weird.
Jason and Sam steal a moment, and then people underneath the tweet have the pictures of you looking like you're about to cry, but with your shirt off, and I can't tell if it's because you're about to do it or because you took your shirt off and you feel vulnerable. I don't know. You just look like you're about to cry.
That's funny, dude.
Oh, so I
had something in my eye, dude.
Dude, but then someone's like, a moment. Why do they have to be in the hospital? Did you guys have like a tender moment in the hospital and then you did it somewhere else?
Yeah. So hold it. Just calm down. Calm yourself down.
I was
going to
say, if you
just calm down,
if you had coitus in a hospital,
coitus,
that is not sanitary.
What does that mean?
You know what it means?
What? Spell it.
Coitus. C-O-I-T-U-S.
Colitis? Maybe that's why I was in the hospital. I had colitis. I had to get fixed up real quick.
You shouldn't do that stuff in a hospital. It's not sanitary. And I'm a germaphobe.
Well, you think General Hospital is sanitary?
That's true. That's
you seen the machines?
That's true. All right. So where was the stolen moment, and then where was the indulgent moment?
The indulgent moment was after she saved me.
Oh.
From drowning.
You know why? Because you guys were thinking about me, because I was so integral in that saving process. That's what made it hot. That's what made it hot.
That for sure would be ED moment if I was thinking about you, bro. That did not make it hot.
Pretty soon that's going to be a storyline for you and Kelly, for you and
no, that's going to be a storyline for you.
Oh man.
You and your beard and your freaking hat. So anyway, she saved me. And of course, what do you do after you save somebody? You make love and eat a grilled cheese.
There you go.
Or actually you eat a grilled cheese and then make love.
Well, so the grilled cheese made you think of making love.
That actually made me think of you. I said, man, what is buttery and cheesy? I'm like, oh, that's what? That's Bradford.
It was Gouda, wasn't it?
No, it was far from Gouda. I think it was Velveeta, dude. I said, what is never
well,
mind.
Well, that's great because it's smart, because for the prop guys, if you put Velveeta in there, it'll look like a grilled cheese, even if you don't grill it.
forever.
Because it'll look melty even if it's room temperature.
Yeah, there's so many chemicals. Did you just throw up in your mouth?
Yes.
Because freaking Velveeta, dude. I had that stuff when I was a kid, bro. Did you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Wonder Bread and Velveeta. How about you just kill you.
Yeah. So, wait a second. What's the difference between Velveeta and Cheese Whiz? Is Velveeta like nacho cheese sauce? Like kind of, do you know what I mean? Like liquid cheese?
No, I think Velveeta has probably way more chemicals than Cheese Whiz.
How is that even possible?
I don't know. Well, I think it's more processed.
Velveeta is like you spoon out Cheese Whiz.
No. Oh, yeah. Velveeta is hard, though.
It is.
Block. It's a block of cheese.
Oh, it is? I thought it was in a tub.
No.
No. Okay. No. All right. Cheese Whiz comes sprayed out of a spray can. Yeah. So I mean,
are we really talking about processed cheese is better?
Yeah, this is why people listen to us for the important topics.
So here's what Bradford does. he takes two pieces of Wonder Bread.
Yep.
Slices a big chunk of Velveeta off and then sprays. I can't believe it's not butter on it.
Oh, dude, it's got to. Well, you got to make it slippery. You got to help it go down.
Yeah.
No. Help it go all the way through.
All the way through. Right through.
Right.
So back to
the tweet. Oh, right.
Yeah, back to the tweet. So, no, the stolen moments are because Jason and Sam are pretending to be broken up so she can infiltrate Dawn of Dead.
Right. Let's talk about Dawn of Day. The super important thing.
Dawn of Dead with Shiloh.
Shiloh.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so I see.
That's the stolen moment.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. All right. So, okay.
So what's the meat tweet then?
Well, so Jason and Sam steal a moment. Jen says, well, thank you for giving me an hour back to enjoy a long leisurely lunch and not have to worry about whether the DVR worked or not.
Oh,
well,
man.
So Jen, enjoy your free time.
And enjoy your grilled Velveeta cheese sandwich.
Right. That's
on your break.
What else would you have during lunch? Velveeta. And I can't believe it's not butter. Fabio might be there with you. And dude, but the thing is, did you ever go out for the cover model for Daniel Steele books?
Get out of here.
Was that ever in your purview?
No, that was no.
I feel like that you really missed the boat on that, dude. I feel like that could have been
a
great sideline for you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Do people read books anymore?
I gotta
Do
think
people the, buy books.
Well, I'm a big audiobook fan, and I gotta think the audiobook of Daniel Steele books has got to be pretty hot.
That's true, actually.
Right, it's like calling a 900 number.
But it's like calling a 400-page 900 number.
I should look and see if that they exist. They must have audiobooks of romantic novels. They must.
Of course, they do.
Okay. But are they in the adults only section of the audiobook store, or
I think it's probably like a soap opera was on radio, dude.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because
you know
I mean they're not. I haven't read Danielle Steele. Obviously, she does something right. Has been doing something right for a lot of years.
Apparently,
like how graphic does she get? She doesn't, right? It's more just clutched her to his.
Bosom.
Whatever. I don't know if he clutched her to his bosom. That's a different book.
that was Brokeback Mountain.
So, anyway, it's just fascinating. Well, this was fun, dude.
Is that it? No questions? Just mean tweets.
We had a whole Q&A section. I didn't think we needed
any. You're right. Let's get back to April. Hold on.
All right. April.
So April, we're everywhere.
We are. So this was cool. I don't know if we mentioned this in the last podcast. We're playing San Francisco on April 13th. It's a Saturday. Mm-hmm. And we were initially slated to play a specific club that had about 200 seats. And thanks to all of you, that filled up very quickly. So they are moving us to a different club that has more seats.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing. But that's unusual that can happen.
Yeah, right? I think it's amazing.
That we had enough time to plan it. It's, yes. It's just down the street. Right. It's not far. It's just down the street.
Yeah. Or less than a mile.
Right? That's what they said. So yeah. So we are now going to be at Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco. So tickets are still available for San Francisco because we made more available.
Yes.
So that's awesome. Sacramento is sold out. Grand Rapids is sold out. Columbus, Ohio. There are tickets available, I believe.
Not many. We're literally down to, I think, 5 left there.
In Columbus? Okay.
Yeah. Real close to selling out.
Chicago is sold out.
It is. Okay, great.
I believe so. I believe so because I've had a lot of people ask and I've had to say I don't believe so.
That's amazing.
I had one woman say as a response to a Facebook post yesterday, why don't you come to Missouri? And I said, "Well, ma'am, we are coming to Kansas. We are coming to Kansas City and St. Louis. We are making 2 Missouri stops.
That's right.
One Missouri stop, 2 Missouri stop. One Mississippi, 2 Mississippi. One Missouri, 2 Missouri, 2 Missouri, 2 Missouri stops. So Kansas City on Thursday, April 18th, and we're doing a private dinner or a VIP dinner, as we like to say, in St. Louis on Friday, April 19th. And then I think there's still some tickets for those.
Yeah, yeah. I think there's 10 tickets left for the dinner.
Okay.
Which is not a lot.
No.
So don't wait on that. And then Kansas City's selling really well. So I'm assuming we'll be close to sold out there. We're close to sold out in every venue.
Which is so cool. And we're so
grateful. Which is amazing. Yeah, we're so grateful for this opportunity.
So, you know, we have a lot of fun. And when there's a full room of people excited to see us, the fun is unstoppable. It's unstoppable.
This is the most fun I've ever had in my life.
Yeah. And then we finish in Denver. And I think there's some tickets in Denver.
Yeah, Denver. Yeah, we got some tickets in Denver Improv. Yeah.
Yeah. So and then May is booked. May is official. May is announced.
I have no idea where we're going in May. So.
I'll just list them off. We got Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Niagara Falls. We're doing a VIP dinner in Niagara Falls at a Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Very fancy.
Woo-hoo.
Fancy, fancy pants.
I might have to wear a black long sleeve shirt.
Ooh. we got Philadelphia. So that's 2 shows in Pennsylvania.
Philly's selling well. Yeah.
We're doing Rockwell's in Pelham. We're doing Springfield, Massachusetts at the MGM. Yeah. And then,
dude, you're going to be at a casino?
Dude, it's going to be nuts. Off the chain.
Gosh.
Me, slot machine, just madness.
The one-arm bandit with the one-arm bandit.
I'm going to be 40 this year. I gotta play my slots. And then we finish in Boston. So
buddy.
We got so much fun stuff coming up. We love being on the road with you guys. We love being on the road together.
Amazing. And we're doing some new cities in July.
That's right.
Yeah, some new easternish cities.
Right. Mid-Atlantic, I think, is what the word you're going for.
Oh, is that correct?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Jackal. So then we're doing – I think we're going to try to hit Memphis. Mm. We're going to try to hit 2 cities in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Birmingham, Alabama.
Maybe. This is exciting.
Somewhere in Virginia.
That's the mid-Atlantic part.
And then somewhere in North Carolina again, near Raleigh.
I love it.
So yeah, we got a lot of dates, man. It's going to be fun. Anyway,
so thank you guys.
Tired of hearing this talk.
I know. We are going to say goodbye, say thank you, put on that chapstick.
Girl,
go to
you
work.
Know it's true.
Go to work.
Go to work. I'm working it, girl.
Go steal some moments.
I will.
All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you next week. Oh, we got Sean Kanan.
Guys.
We got Sean Kanan next week, as most of
you guys
figured out.
Yeah, buddy, Sean Kanan.
So be there or be square, like Steve said.
Okay. You guys have a great day. Thanks for everything.
Bye-bye. If you like our show, you're going to love Divorce Sucks with Laura Wasser on Podcast One.
And this week, Laura is in studio with the hilarious actress turned podcasting superstar, Anna Faris.
Download new episodes of Divorce Sucks with Laura Wasser every week on Podcast One.